Hello there, my name is Craig Anderson. This is my first ever audio boo. I'll talk about football and whatever else takes my mind in the next 5 minutes or so. Now, I was looking back on the Real Madrid-Barcelona game last night, a terrific game as it was. I didn't think the El Clasico was as enjoyable as I hoped, though, particularly the first half. It was a bit of a scrappy affair, a bit bad-tempered. The second half, though, Pepe, I didn't think deserved his red card. Although Lionel Messi, what an absolute genius he is. Again, the question's been raised about whether he's the best player in the world or not. I have to think that he is. I think just the second goal, the way he took it, almost Gemmell-esque the way he took it. Archie Gemmell-esque. Fantastic run, slotting it beautifully just beyond Iker Casillas. Barcelona as good as confirming their place in the Champions League final. Fantastic stuff. It could be Manchester United they'll play in the Wembley final. Of course, interesting thing about Barcelona in the European Cup, now bear in mind I'm making this up as I go along, Barcelona, there's always been an England connection with winning the European Cup. For example, when they first won it in 1992, they beat Sampdoria 1-0 in the final. The final that year was at Wembley. When they won it again in 2006, they beat Arsenal in the final. Arsenal being an English team, obviously. And then when they won it again in 2009 in Rome, they beat Manchester United, an English team. So then it comes full circle to 2011. If Barcelona and Manchester United both make the final and Barcelona go on to win it, they would not only beat an English team, but they would beat an English team in England. There you go. I bet you didn't know that, or you just didn't think about it. But anyway, that's the way I saw it. Also, both clubs are going to get into trouble for their little fracas at halftime. Very interesting. We'll interested to see what comes of that. Jose Mourinho's comments alluding to some kind of Barcelona conspiracy, although let's be careful here, he didn't actually use the word conspiracy. That could get him in a bit of trouble with the big wigs at UEFA. But then, so if you say lots of stuff like that, then that will. let's be honest about it. But no, Barcelona, 2-0 win at the Bernabeu last night. I can't say Bernabeu, that's not the correct way of saying it. Yeah, you would pretty much fancy them to make it through at this stage. But Manchester United on Tuesday beating Schalke 2-0. I never saw the game. I was actually working at another game. But I saw the extended highlights later on, and it was pretty much a one-sided affair. Had it not been for the excellent, excellent form of Manuel Neuer, in the Schalke goal. What gets me is the amount of English press people that are jumping on the Neuer for Manchester United bandwagon, forgetting the fact that he's made it clear he wants to stay in Germany and that Bayern Munich looks like his more likely destination, although a deal hasn't actually been struck, I believe. So there's still room for United in there somewhere. But it just shows you, Neuer is an excellent, excellent goalkeeper. He could certainly do a job in England for a team like Manchester United, especially when they lose Edwin van der Sar at the end of the season, who's deciding to retire. I just wonder if it's going to be the same as when Peter Schmeichel retired in, was it 99 or 2000? It took them a few years to fill that particular gap at the back. Schmeichel was such an imposing goalkeeper, such a presence in the goal. If you were a defender in front of Schmeichel, you knew you were having a bad game because the big man would tell you. But no, it took them a few years to obviously get to someone like Van der Sar. They tried out the likes of Massimo Taibbi, Roy Carroll, who's the other one I'm thinking of there, Mark Bosnich as well, and Barthez. Barthez was a bit hit and miss. He was probably the best of that lot, and then Van der Sar came along. United got him pretty cheap from Fulham. He's going to be a big loss for them. So it'll be interesting to see just who United get in. Manuel Neuer is an obvious one. My own personal suggestion would be Alan McGregor of Rangers, who showed in the Old Firm match last Sunday just what he's very capable of in goals. The way he threw his hand out to stop Daniel Mastorovic's header, for example, just shows you how good a goalkeeper he actually is. But that was the Champions League action this week, with Manchester United and Barcelona both winning 2-0 away from home. Looking likely that those two will come head-to-head in the one-off winner-takes-all Champions League final at Wembley at the end of May. That's going to be a very, very interesting match indeed. But anyway, this is my first boo. I'm just rambling a bit. I did point out that I'm only making this up as I go along. I'm just trying something out using this lovely little app in my iPhone. But if you've listened to it, thank you very much. I'll see if I can do more. If you like it, then hey, who knows? I might do more and talk more rubbish. Thank you very much and have a good evening. Bye-bye.